By the middle of the 19th century, the painter Ingres had achieved the reputation as being the leading painter of the classical camp. In other words, he was known as a great admirer of the art of the Greeks and the Romans, of the classical past, and as a great admirer of Raphael, a painter of the High Renaissance. His own work consisted of paintings of mythological and historical subjects, as well as portraits. So it's surprising to see him in this picture, painting a rather large woman, the wife of a wealthy banker. He disliked painting portraits. They caused him a great deal of trouble. He often worked on them over a long period of time. This particular one took him 12 years to complete, and he was 76 when he finished it in 1856. In fact, if you look at the bottom of the mirror on the right, you can see his signature, the date, and his age written in Roman letters, 76. It's an extraordinary achievement for an elderly man. But even though he's painting a portrait here, representing a woman of his own time, he was never just concerned with appearances. In painting a portrait like this, he had to have a concept. He had to put across something more than the surface appearance of his sitter. And in this case, he's done this by adopting this extraordinary pose, where the figure of the woman has her hand raised to her head, with the fingers outstretched, supporting her head in a most unnatural fashion. In fact, this pose he took from an ancient mural painting which had been discovered at Herculaneum near Naples, a painting which Ingres himself might have seen when he was there in 1818. And in the ancient mural, this is a pose given to a goddess, a figure of Arcadia, a representation of a female goddess. And it's as though in this picture, Ingres wants to invest this woman with the same divine qualities. And another trick, another concept he's adopted, is the reflection in the mirror. You can see that he's shown the sitter reflected with a perfect profile. Now, this would be virtually impossible considering the angle at which she's sitting looking out at us, but he's distorted the perspective, he's distorted the reflection to give us this profile, to show the woman with a perfect classical outline, almost like a sphinx in this reflection. But at the same time, he hasn't neglected the trappings of his own time. He was an artist who was tremendously concerned with detail, with the details of dress, of fashion, of furniture. And in fact, although this picture took him 12 years to complete, he kept changing the costume. He wanted it to be up to date when it was finished. And the dress that we see Mademoiselle Tessier wearing in this picture is of the latest fashion. It's an extraordinarily elaborate flowered silk with ribbons and bows and tassels around the bodice. And you can see, if you look at the outline of it against the sofa on the left, that it is supported by a frame, a crinoline, which had only just come into the fashion in the mid-1850s. Her hair is also dressed in a very fashionable style, a style known as à l'impératrice, after the way the Empress Eugénie wore her hair, divided in the middle and half covering her ears. And she's also adorned with elaborate jewellery, a fan, all of the extremely expensive kind and of the utmost fashionability. The interior she sits in is also extremely fashionable, decorated in a lavish Second Empire taste. The table, the console table behind her on the left, which is carved and gilt, is extremely elaborate. The sofa is richly upholstered with a damask silk cover. And on the left, on the console table, are a fan and a vase, both of Oriental design. Yet he's not carried away by all this contemporary detail. He remains a master of his art, and the figure is far from naturalistic. He's distorted the figure to achieve an ideal which he himself had in mind. Look at the quality of the skin on the face and on the arms. It has a pearly, smooth quality, almost like porcelain. She looks, in fact, like a modern Mona Lisa. The fingers especially seem extraordinary. They seem to be almost without bones, and her arms are unnaturally plump. In combining an ancient model, the idea of taking a pose from an ancient mural, and all this modern detail, Ingres has created a new kind of ideal, a goddess of the boudoir. Mademoiselle Tessier is like a divinity of materialism, something entirely of her own period, self-satisfied, almost upholstered like the sofa, but still timeless and unchanging.